This is Father John Gatzak, General Manager of WJMJ Radio. We're sorry to tell you that one of our WJMJ family has left us. Bob Ellsworth, the host of Saturday Afternoon Pops, and one of Hartford's premier radio and television personalities, passed into eternal rest. Following a longtime career in Connecticut, and later with the Voice of America, Bob returned to our area where he pursued a career as a freelance announcer, and for the past 6 years, entertained WJMJ listeners every Saturday afternoon. Bob had many friends from his long career.
This is Dick Bertel. I've known Bob Ellsworth since the autumn of 1955. I knew him before I was married. So our friendship is a long one, and one that I treasure very, very much. Bob and I actually worked at 4 different radio stations together. And I just take so much pride and joy in knowing that. We first started working together in 1955 at WGTH Television and Radio. I was with radio and he was with television. He was with Channel 18. Bob did the weather forecast at night on camera and so forth. And the radio station was located in the same building, so we would get together in the evening and talk. And he gave me such great advice and guidance in those very early years that really made a difference in my career and my life. But the to continue with the venues that we worked at, then we worked together at WTIC, radio and television, for a long time. And after that, when I was doing the morning show at WKSS in Hartford, he did the news with me. So that was 3 times that we worked together. And then I moved to the Voice of America in 1984, and about 4 or 5 years later, Bob joined the Voice of America here in Washington as well. So it's been a wonderful career, 2 careers paralleling each other and making such a wonderful experience for at least me. I'm sure for Bob, too, because he was such a good friend. We did so many things together. And, you know, I'm sure other people are going to relate stories and anecdotes about things. I have one that I will tell you about. But the point is that Bob was the very first Channel 3 11 o'clock newscaster. To be very accurate, at first, the 11 o'clock news was on at 10 o'clock because the station was an independent station and it signed off right after the news at about 10:20, 10:30, something like that. But Bob was right there from the very first, and he stayed in that assignment until 1965 when he left Channel 3. As far as my recollection of Bob is concerned, I think to WKSS, strangely enough, we didn't work there together that long, but we certainly had a lot of fun together. And one of the features that I did was a sort of a man in the street called People Talk. And every once in a while, after one of his newscasts, I would get Bob to go with me outside into the street so that we would have the ambient noise that was required to make it sound real. And I would interview him, and he would, of course, take on the persona of some character. One time we were doing an interview, and he was an ad man. He was in the advertising business, and he took pride in the fact that he had coined the phrase, "Much, much more." That was his. Well, he did it so well, and he was so gifted with various voices and characters that he really made working a pleasure. I think perhaps Bob thought many times, they actually pay me to do this, and that was the feeling that I'm sure he had. I miss Bob. Fortunately saw him about 2 months ago, and I'm very grateful for that and for his friendship.
WJMJ will continue to remember Bob Ellsworth with more tributes from his many friends in the radio and television field. all of us at WJMJ and the Office of Radio and Television of the Archdiocese of Hartford send our condolences to Bob's family and the multitude of listeners who have enjoyed his talent over the years. May God welcome home his faithful friend, Robert J. Ellsworth.